والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. This is our 10th مجلس. Today is the 15th of Ramadan, 1446 of Hijra, corresponding to the 15th of March 2025. We are in Surah Al-Baqarah, as you all know, and today we are starting from verse 14, inshallah. We stopped at verse 13, but we'll answer some of the questions that we have seen. There is a question, it says that, I have a question, is there any prayer to help someone in Shaitan's bondage? Okay, no, we answered this question. The one who says that, out of the old ones, there is one that we did not answer. But this one we have answered. The one who says that when we call to Adhan, it's called, he's finding it difficult to stand up to pray. We answered it. And this one says, Assalamu alaikum, Ya Sheikh. Is it allowed for Muslims to celebrate our birthdays the way we do in Nigeria, particularly in the southern part? My opinion is that we shouldn't be doing that, because this is taking on a custom that is known as a custom of non-Muslims. There is among all Muslim populations, you know, customs, there is a lot of, the fundamental thing is that customs are permissible, except if there is impermissibility. But when you look at the history of Muslim nations, you never find any Muslim nation, whether in the Indo-Pak subcontinent, in Africa, in the Arab world, in the Malay archipelago, you don't find any of this custom, people celebrating birthdays. So, and the way they are doing it is exactly the way the non-Muslims are doing it. The cutting of the cake and the blowing of the candle, you know, all this. Playing music and making it a party, and it is it has become now, children, they are demanding of their parents that they haven't done birthday for me. All our classmates that are doing birthdays for them. Even in the school. So me, in my opinion, it's better not to do it. It's better to leave it, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, "Man tashakka min qawmin fahuwa minhu." Whoever takes after a people, whoever copies the practice of a people, then he is one of them. So this practice, even though it is not a religious practice, but it has become a custom that is identified to with non-Muslims. So it's better to leave it.
What about gifts?
Even the gifts, make it specific on the birthday, because there is nothing significant about a birthday. There is nothing significant about a birthday. The day you are born, attaching importance, significance to it, is actually a kind of astrology, because that is where astrology will come. Because when you pay attention to your birthday, you want to know on that day what is your star, and what is going to happen to you when a certain month comes. And that is astrology, and astrology is haram.
And even observed according to the CE calendar?
Yeah, it's observed according to the Christian, the common era calendar, not according to the Islamic calendar. Yes, because in fact they don't know the Islamic calendar. They don't know their birthday. You ask anybody, now among us here, even among us, you know our birthday in the common era. But do you know our birthday in the Islamic era?
I know mine.
I know mine, but I had to search. I had to make a conversion. You, because you can convert your you have a website that converts Hijri to Gregorian and Gregorian to Hijri. Yes. Then the next question, Assalamu alaikum, may Allah bless the Sheikh with guidance and long life with health. What is the ruling on hair transplant for hair growth for baldness, like in Turkey? Jazakallahu khairan. This question, I beg to defy it. Inshallah, I would like to refer to what Sheikh Muhammad al-Mukhtar wrote in his book, Ahkam al-Jaraha al-Tibbiyya, because he has addressed these issues. Ahkam al-Jaraha al-Tibbiyya, that is the rulings on surgical operations. Rulings on surgical operations. He studied medical operations from different perspectives, including plastic surgery.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a kind of plastic surgery. It is normally allowed to make a surgery in order to correct a defect of the body, like the person who was allowed to put in a gold nose by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He allowed him because his nose was cut. That was a defect. So he was allowed to do something like that. But like this one now, baldness is a necessary part of aging. You because you have to balance between this. Please let me check it up from what Sheikh has said. Maybe while we are doing our dars, you can check it up. Because I think the book is online. Ahkam al-Jiraha al-Tibbiyya. And then this one, he says, Assalamu alaikum, which Islamic books must a student of knowledge learn from a scholar, and which ones can the student read by himself? Yeah, the books that a student of knowledge should learn from a sheikh should be the mutun, that is the fundamental books. But the commentaries, you can read on yourself, by yourself. Like Al-Akhbari, in fiqh of Imam Malik, the basic text of fiqh of Imam Malik, you read it with a sheikh. But the commentary, the explanatory notes, that one, it is recommended you read it on your own, because it will broaden your understanding, and it will give you a good amount of vocabulary that I used in the area of knowledge in fiqh, for instance. The same thing with all the other fiqh, especially those subjects of knowledge that are what are called ulumul ala, the means to achieving the true knowledge of the deen. That includes knowledge of mustalah al hadith, that is hadith terminologies, knowledge of the basics of usul al fiqh, that are the fundamental rules of deriving judgments from the sources of the Sharia, usul al-tafsir, the fundamentals of the knowledge of tafsir, Arabic grammar and nahu, and as-sarf and al-balagha. All these basic texts, you need to read them with a sheikh. But the commentaries, you don't need to read the commentaries with a sheikh. You can read them on your own, and then whatever you don't understand, you refer to the sheikh.
The Fatih al-Bari is a commentary.
It's a commentary, yeah.
Can somebody read it on his own?
On his own, yeah. You read Fatih al-Bari on your own. Very few you find, but but there are some interesting people who are reading Fatih al-Bari, but not that too. Is like a kind of muzakara. You know, yes, Majlis al-Mudhakara, they just read it so that they read the book through. And I think our brother Shu'aib Bochi is doing that. He's doing that in Dawrat. Like for 6 days, they hold themselves up for 6 days. For those who have done the memorization of the Sahihain, they are taking it level by level to do memorization of Hadith. Then they have a time when they come together and just read the Fath al-Bari.
It is proper to say translation is the tafsir.
No. Translation is not tafsir. Translation is tarjama. Translation is rendering the Quran to another language, like the translation of Yusuf Ali, the translation of Abdul Halim, the translation of Mohsin Khan, the translation of Sheikh Gumi, Sheikh Nasir Kamara, Professor Sanu Umar, this one by this judge, Nasir Mustafa, Al-Ali Nasir Mustafa. Very
so tafsir is tafsir.
Tafsir is exegesis. It's a commentary of the Quran. Normally they refer to it as exegesis. Bismillah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإذا لقوا الذين آمنوا قالوا آمنا وإذا خلوا إلى شياطينهم قالوا إنا معكم إنما نحن مستهزئون الله يستهزئ بهم ويمدهم في طغيانهم يعمهون أولئك الذين اشتروا الضلالة بالهدى فما ربحت تجارتهم وما كانوا مهتدين مثلهم كمثل الذي استوقد نارا فلما أضاءت ما حوله ذهب الله بنورهم وتركهم في ظلمات لا يبصرون.
حسبك. You repeat this part again when you complete. The first two. وإذا لقوا no, when we come to it. Okay. وإذا لقوا الذين آمنوا. When they meet those who believe, قالوا آمنا. They say we believe. وإذا خلوا إلى شياطينهم. And when they are alone with their evil ones. قالوا إنا معكم. They say we are with you. إنما نحن مستهزئون. We were only making a mockery. We are only jesting. الله يستهزئ بهم. الله يستهزئ بهم. Allah is mocking them. ويمدهم في طغيانهم يعمهون. And he's allowing them most luck to wander blindly in their insolence. أولئك الذين اشتروا الضلالة بالهدى. These are the ones that have bought error in exchange for guidance. So their trade brings no profit and they are not rightly guided. قالوا آمنا. When they meet those who believe, they say we believe. That is كذبوا خوفا من المؤمنين. They lie out of fear of the believers. They are afraid of the believers because they are afraid that they will be exposed and they will be known as disbelievers. So because of that, they deceive the believers. They lie. وَإِذَا خَلَوْا إِلَى شَيَاطِينِهِمْ. What it meant by الشياطين, they mean whom رُؤَسَاءُ الْكُفْرِ. They are leaders in disbelief. وقيل شياطين الجن. It was said that it means that the devilish demons. وهو بعيد. But this is very far-fetched. وتعدى خلا بإلى ضمن معنى وتعدي إلى خلا بإلى ضمن معنى مشوا وذهبوا أو ركنوا. When it says وإلى خلا the harf that is mentioned, what is this how do they translate harfne? Noun, verb, and preposition. Yes, the preposition is ila, khala ila. But ordinarily, khala is supposed to, the preposition with it is bi, khalaw to bihi, that I am alone with him. But here it is said they are alone towards, because khala has been given the meaning of mashaw, that is when they go, when they wa dhahabu wa rakanu, when they turn to their evil ones, or when they go to their evil ones. When they go to their evil one, even though the literal meaning is when they are alone to their evil one. But when you be alone with, isn't it? Not alone to. But because this is a lot in Arabic, you know, a verb will be given the meaning of another verb, not its original meaning, based on the preposition that is used with the verb. So here it is given the meaning of wa ila mashaw ila shayatinihim, when they go to their evil ones. This is the tafsir of Ibn Juzayy. Wa qila ila bima'na ma'a. It was also said that ila has the meaning of ma'a, together. That is when they are alone together. And that is similar to bi. How bi ma'ana al ba? Oh, it has the meaning of ba. So prepositions, they say that al huruf tanub. Prepositions, they stand in place of others. So a preposition will be mentioned, but it has the meaning of another one. But the meaning of the ba, of the clause, is that when they go to their evil ones and they are alone with them, when they go to their leaders in kufr, because they are the ones that they are comfortable with, they are their comrades, and they are doing their bidding. They say inna ma'akum inna ma'akum inna ma nahnu mustahzi'un bijumlatin wajhu qawlihim inna ma'akum inna ma nahnu mustahzi'un bijumlatin ismiyah. This is mentioned with a nominal clause, a noun clause, mubalagha. This is taking the matter to the limit, ta'kid, and it is emphasis. Bikhilafi qawlihim amanna. Contrary to what they said, when they go to when they meet the believers, they say amanna. You see, but when they are with their evil ones, they stress, they give stress and emphasis to what they said. Inna ma'akum. We are with you. But with the believer, they say, ah, we believe. Because the belief is not really in their heart. Just to say so that they will escape any bad thing that will happen to them. إِنَّهُ جَاءَ بِالْفِعْلِ لِضَعْفِ إِيمَانِهِمْ. They mention it with fi'l, and they mention it with the verb form because of the weakness of their iman. Allahu yastahzi'u bihim. What is the meaning of Allahu yastahzi'u bihim? We translated it as Allah is watching them. And other translators, they say Allah is throwing back their mockery at them. But here, Ibn Juzayy, rahmatullahi alayhi, he said that there are three statements by the scholars. The first one is tasmiyatu lil uqubati bismi dhanb. This is naming the punishment with the name of the crime, of the evil act. So actually what it means is it's like wa makaru wa makara Allah. They plot and Allah plots. Allah plots, meaning that Allah punish them for their mockery, for their evil thought. So here also, Allahu yastahzi'u bihim, Allah punishes them for their mockery. That is the meaning of, the first meaning of Allahu yastahzi'u bihim. وَقِيلَ يُمْلِي لَهُمْ. It was it is an the second saying of the scholars is that yum li lahum, that is Allah gives them the leeway to continue doing it. Bidalili qawlihi, because of what Allah has said, wa yamudduhum fi tughyanihim, that is he gives them rope and he gives them the rope to wander blindly, that is he sets them thinking that they are free to wander freely. So the meaning of just as it would be him in that case is that Allah allows them to continue doing the mockery in a kind of way that Allah says سَنَسْتَدْرِجُهُمْ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ, we will plot for them from where they do not expect. That is, you feel that you are free and doing what you like till when Allah gets hold of you. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُمْلِي لِلظَّالِمِ حَتَّى إِذَا أَخَذَهُ لَمْ يُفْلِتُهُ. Allah gives a free passage to the transgressor till when he gets hold of him, then he will not escape. That is, when you are doing things in act of disobedience and nothing happens to you, I'm getting free with it. I'm getting free. Let me see. Will I get free with it? You do it once, you are getting free with it, nothing happens. You do it again, nothing happens. And you think you are clever. But here you are dealing with Allah. And when Allah gets hold of you, لا يثق وثاقه أحد. No one shall take hold of the evil person like they take hold of that Allah does with the evil person. The third position is وقيل يفعل بهم في الآخرة ما يظهر لهم أنه استهزأ بهم. That is, on the day of judgment, Allah will do to them what will appear to them as though Allah is mocking them. كما جاء في سورة الحديد, like it came in سورة الحديد, where it is said, Allah says, ارجعوا وراءكم فالتمسوا نورا. Go back, go and look for light. This is istihza. How can they go back?
No.
So that is what they are waiting for.
No.
It is as though on the day of the actual Allah yastahzi'u bihim, Allah will make mock, will make jest of them, will make a mockery of them on the day of judgment. It means that on the day of judgment, when Allah says that, when Allah will tell them, when they say, "Unzuruna naqtibis min nurikum," wait for us so that we will take from your light. ارجعوا وراءكم, it will be said to them, go back on your heels. فالتمسوا نورا, go and seek for light. That is, go back to the world and seek for light. Is there any way for them to go back? There is no way to go back. There is no way to go back. So that is a mockery. So there is nothing wrong with taking all these three meanings, because sometimes the mufassirun, they give meanings by citing examples, and the verse will have all those meanings joined together, and this is part of the eloquence of the Quran. You know, a simple statement but with very vast meaning, a lot of meaning. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he is punishing them for their mockery. That is the meaning of Allah mocking them. He is actually mocking them, but he is actually giving them punishment of their mockery. So the punishment is named as the mockery. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is also giving them a free rein, thinking that they are mocking Allah, when indeed it is Allah who is mocking them. Because they think that they are getting away, while they are not in reality getting away. They are only falling into the plot of Allah so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will hold them with proof and evidence. And it is also going to happen to them on the day of judgment. That one, it is a real mockery. Because when it is said to them, go back and look and seek and look for illumination, go back and look for light, that is a real mockery. وَيَمُدُّهُمْ أَيْ يَزِيدُهُمْ. That is, Allah increases them. وَقِيلَ يُمْلِي لَهُمْ. And it's also said He gives them a free passage, a free hope. وَقَدْ ذَكَرُوا يَعْمَهُونَ. And يَعْمَهُونَ has been mentioned, which is al-amah, is to be wandering like a blind person. Allah يَسْتَعْزِيهُ بِهِمْ وَيَمُدُّهُمْ فِي طُغْيَانِهِمْ يَعْمَهُونَ. He leaves them in their Tughyan. Tughyan is transgression, not obeying the rules. So Allah leaves them and gives them free passage, and they are wandering blindly in their transgression. Then اشتروا الضلالة. Allah says those are the ones. It was mentioned with أولئكَ, those, pointing to the something that is distant, because Allah is saying those are the ones, as though they are very far from Allah, and they should be far from you. Refer to them as those. They, because they are debased, they don't deserve to come near to you. So those are the ones who have bought falsehood, who have bought error in exchange for guidance. إشارة الضلالة عبارة عن تركهم الهدى مع تمكنهم منه. This is an expression that shows that they turned away from guidance after they were in a position to follow the guidance. They had every power and every ability to follow the guidance, but they left it. That is, so it is as though they bought this guidance. ووقوعهم في الضلالة ووقوعهم في الضلالة. And those are, and they are going and they are falling into error and misguidance. فهو مجاز بديع. So this is a kind of metaphor, a very excellent metaphor. It's a beautiful, it's an eloquent metaphor. Because it is tashbih, it is a similitude. They didn't go and purchase misguidance, and paid with the price of guidance. So it's not a real act of buying and selling. But this is a kind of metaphor. So you see, this is in Arabic you have this. These are real terms. If somebody says this is not true, because there is no market where you go and purchase guidance and pay, where you go and purchase misguidance and pay with guidance. There is no market like that. We'll tell them that no, you don't know Arabic. You don't know Arabic. This is a figure of speech in Arabic. They say that there are certain languages that don't have majaz. I don't know how right it is, but Ibn Ashur, he said that he says it as a possibility. In the language of the people of Ibrahim alayhi salam, they don't have majaz. That was why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam referred to what Sayyidina Ibrahim did as an act of lying. He said, "Lam yakzib Ibrahim illa thalatha kadibat." That Ibrahim, he did not say a lie except three falsehoods. This in reality is not a lie. It is a figure of speech. It is a ta'rib. I don't know how to translate ta'rib. That is to say something which your listener will understand contrary to what you truly meant.
It's not proverbial.
Not using ambiguous words, but to use a word that has, well, yeah, there is element of ambiguity. To use a word that has got several meanings, so that you will take the apparent meaning while you mean a different meaning. So like Ibrahim alayhi salam, he says, "She is my sister." So he will take it to be a blood sister. While Ibrahim, he meant, "She is my sister in faith, in iman." That is not a lie. So what will you call it? A figure of speech or what?
Well, in English, they have metaphors. For instance, this context they can say they have been sold a demi.
Okay. Yes. Well, while in reality it's not a demi, that is to get nothing. Yes. So he said that in the language of the people of Ibrahim alayhi salam, you know, he said maybe because they didn't have figure of speech, so they took it literally to mean that it was alive. Let me see. Okay. Na'am. فما ربحت تجارتهم. Allah says that their trade did not gain, they did not gain a profit from their exchange, from their trade. ترشيح للمجاز. This is a kind of explaining the metaphor. لما ذكر الشر شر ذكر ما يتبعه من الربح والخسران. So when the evil was mentioned, then what comes after the evil of profit and loss was mentioned as well. وَإِذْنَادُ أَدَمِ الرِّفْحِ إِلَى التِّجَارَ مَجَازٌ أَيْضًا. And saying that the tree did not make a profit is also metaphorical, because it's not the tree, it's the trader that did not make a profit. The trade itself doesn't make a profit. لِأَنَّ الرَّابِحَ أَوِ الْخَاسِرُ هُوَ التَّاجِرُ. Because the one who profits and the one who makes a loss is the trader, not the trade itself. And you can see that the trade did not make a profit. So it may not be majaz, but this is his opinion that it is also what is called majazul mursal, that is attributing an act not to the actual doer. وَمَا كَانُوا مُهْتَدِينَ أَيْ فِي هَذَا الشِّرَاءِ. They were not on the right way in this exchange. عَلَى الْإِطْلَاقِ, or they are not on the right way, عَلَى الْإِطْلَاقِ, that is completely, without reference to anything, they are completely not on the right way. وَقَالَ الزَّمَخْشَرِي. الزَّمَخْشَرِي is one of the famous مُفَسِّرون. He was an authority in Arabic language. Has his tafsir is Al-Kashab. He says نفي الربح في قوله فما ربحت ونفي سلامة رأس المال في قوله وما كانوا مهتدين. Or maybe the right way, even though he put dots on there, is نفى الربح في قوله فما ربحت. Allah has negated profit when he said famara bihat, they didn't make a profit. وَنَفَى سَلَامَةَ رَأْسِ الْمَالِ فِي قَوْلِهِ وَمَا كَانُوا مُهْتَدِينَ. And he also negated the safety of the capital invested in his saying وَمَا كَانُوا مُهْتَدِينَ, they were not on the right path. So no capital, no profit. Nor did their capital investment become safe. They lost everything. They lost what they were expecting to get of gain by selling guidance and buying misguidance. So they did not make a gain. وَمَا كَانُوا مُهْتَدِينَ. They lost the actual initial investment. So they came out with nothing. It's like someone who enters into a trade, and instead of making a profit, he lost his profit and he lost his capital. This is a kind of eloquent description of the extent of their loss. They lost everything. They did not gain what they expected to gain of having been saved from the believers, because they wanted to be recognized as also believers, but Allah exposed them and they were known as disbelievers. And they did not benefit themselves in the hereafter because they had sold their souls. They had sold their lives. That's the capital. Once you choose kufr over iman, you've sold your life. And there is no chance for you again.
They have gone astray.
Now that is the meaning. But you see the description of their going astray. I don't know whether you realize the depth of what he's saying here, actually what he's saying. He's saying that Allah, when he said, فَمَا رَبِحَتْ تِجَارَتُهُمْ وَمَا كَانُوا مُهْتَدِينَ, he's saying that this exchange with the entered, it neither brought them a profit, nor did it bring for them the safety of their original investment. They lost the investment, they lost the profit, they lost the investment, not less of the profit. Even the investment, the capital, they lost it. Once you lose the capital, how can you have profit? No way. So Allah mentioned both, so that they will, so that people, so that we can realize and conceptualize the true evil that is there in an-nifaq, in hypocrisy. This is describing the hypocrites, as we said in the beginning. Na'am, mathaluhum.
مثلهم كمثل الذي استوقد نارا فلما أضاءت ما حوله ذهب الله بنورهم وتركهم في ظلمات لا يبصرون صم بكم عمي فهم لا يرجعون أو كصيب من السماء فيه ظلمات ورعد وبرق يجعلون أصابعهم في آذانهم من الصواعق حذر الموت والله محيط بالكافرين.
نعم. يكاد البرق
يخطف أبصارهم كلما أضاء لهم مشوا فيه وإذا أظلم عليهم قاموا ولو شاء الله لذهب بسمعهم وأبصارهم إن الله على كل شيء قدير.
الله says مثلهم كمثل الذي استوقد نارا. They are like people who labor to kindle a fire. They are like people who labor to kindle a fire. When it lights up everything around them, فَلَمَّا أَضَاءَتْ مَا حَوْلَهُ, when it lights everything around them, ذَهَبَ اللَّهُ بِنُورِهِمْ, God takes away all their light. وَتَرَكَهُمْ فِي ظُلُمَاتٍ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ, leaving them in utter darkness, unable to see. صُمٌّ بُكْمٌ عُمْيٌ فَهُمْ لَا يَرْجِعُونَ, deaf, dumb, and blind, so they will never return. كَصَيِّبٍ مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ, or they are like a people who under a cloud burst from the sky with its darkness, فِيهِ ظُلُمَاتٌ وَرَعْدٌ وَبَرْدٌ, with its darkness, thunder and lightning, يَجْعَلُونَ أَصَابِعَهُمْ فِي آذَانِهِمْ, they put their fingers into their ears to keep out the thunder clouds, the thunder claps, for fear of death, حَذَرْ الْمَوْتِ, وَاللَّهُ مُحِيطٌ بِالْكَافِرِينَ, God surrounds the disbelievers. يَكَادُ الْبَرْقُ يَخْطَفُ أَبْصَارَهُمْ, the lightning almost snatches away their sight. Whenever it flashes on them, they walk on, and when darkness falls around them, they stand still. If God so willed, he could take away their hearing and sight. God has power over everything. He says, مَثَلُهُمْ كَمَثَلْ, إِنْ كَانَ الْمَثَلْ هُنَا بِمَعْنَى حَالُهُمْ وَصِفَ وصفتهم فالكاف للتشبيه. Here is the example that is they say they are like. The likeness that is mentioned, if it is with the meaning of their attributes, their description and their situation, al-kaf litashbih. So this the letter kaf is to create a similitude, a likeness. Wa in kana al-mathal bi ma'na at-tashbih al-kaf za'ida. But if it is with the meaning of setting a parable, a similitude, then it is it's mentioned, it's only for stress. Awqada ay awqada, that is he labels to lighten, to kindle a fire, to bring a fire. Waqila talab al wuqud ala al asl fi istaf'ala, that is he is looking for fuel, he is looking for a fuel. You know, for a traveler, fire is very, very important. He needs the fire to lighten where he is when he is in a station, because he doesn't know what is around him, especially in the night. He needs a fire to keep warm, especially if it is during winter, if it is cold. And he needs a fire to eat, to cook what he's going to eat, or to make shai. And so for safety, safety. So so they are like someone who is looking for fuel. That is talab al-wuqud. Istawqada talab al-wuqud, looking for al-wuqud, which is fuel, which is fuel. Or it may mean istawqada awqada, who kindles a fire. He has got the fuel and he kindles the fire. So he thinks he is safe. And this is stronger. This is the first meaning. Istawqada bima'na awqada. Their example is like somebody who kindles a fire. He's got the light, thinking that he is safe. He will see all around him. He will feel the warmth. And he will make use of the fire to satisfy his needs. When he is firmly in comfort, that I have got my fire, ذَهَبَ اللَّهُ بِنُورِهِمْ, Allah will take away their light. فَلَمَّا أَضَاءَتْ إِنْ تَعَدَّى فَمَا حَوْلَهُ مَفْقُولٍ بِهِ فَلَمَّا أَضَاءَتْ مَا حَوْلَهُ, that is, فَمَا مَا حَوْلَهُ, that is the object. وَإِنْ لَمْ يَتَعَدِّ فَمَا زَائِدَ أَوْ ظَرْفِيَةً. So if you say أَضَاءَتْ, when it lightens up, when it becomes bright, when it illuminates, that is the intransitive form. And when you say falamma adha'at ma hawlahu, when it lightens up what is surrounding him, that is the transitive form of the verb. This is al-lazim wal-muta'addi. He makes a lot of Arabic grammar, so we just have to bear with him. And what we said is we are going to read from his tafsir. We are not going to make our own tafsir. We are going to read the tafsir of Ibn Juzayr in the Matai, jazahullah khairan wa rahimahullah. Zahaballahu binurihim, ay adhabahu, he takes it away. Wa hadhihi al-jumla jawabun lima mahzufun taqdiruhu qutiyatin nar. There is a sentence that has been omitted because of what, when you reflect, you will see it. That is, zahaballahu binurihim ay qutiyatin nar, the light, the fire, was extinguished. وَذَهَبَ اللَّهُ بِنُورِهِمْ, and then Allah takes away their light. It was not mentioned that Allah just said he takes away their light. How did he take away their light? Is by making the fire to become extinguished.
أي أظهر هذا هذه الجملة لما فضمير في نورهم.
So maybe you have a different. So we are using, maybe you are using the e-copy, which edition is that? أي أذهبه هذه الجملة جواب لما فالضمير في نورهم عائد على الذي وهو على هذا بمعنى الذين وحذف النون منه لغة وقيل جواب لما محذوف تقديره طفية النار وذهب الله لنورهم جملة مستعنفة all this is not there in my own ذهب الله بنورهم جملة let me see which edition is this who is the printer you find out وذهب الله بنورهم جملة مستعنفة it is the beginning of a clause والضمير عائد على المنافقين ذهب الله بنورهم Allah takes away their light who the light of who he says the منافقين the hypocrites على هذا يكون الذي على بابه من الإفراد so الذي it shows the جنس that is the journey فلما أضاءت ما حوله ذهب الله بنورهم yes this is where what is in your nuskha is correct because he has the reference to الذي is there والأرجح أنه وحيد ضمير الجماعة لأنه لم يقصد بالذي واحد it was بنورهم it is the plural form of the pronoun is used because what is meant is not a specific individual وإنما المقصود التشبيه بمن استوقد نارا what is meant here is creating a parable a likeness for the person who kindles a fire سواء كان واحدا أو جماعة whether he is alone or they are a group of people ثم أعيد الضمير بالجمع ليطابق المشبه then the pronoun is mentioned in the plural form so that it will become in conformity to the basis of the likeness you know in a likeness you have المشبه والمشبه به yes. لأنهم جماعة فإن قيل ما وجه تشبيه المنافقين بصاحب النار Yes, now this is the meaning. Why, what is the wisdom, or what is the idea behind making the likeness of the hypocrite with the person who kindles a fire? التي أضاءت ثم أظلمت. The fire that illuminates what is around it, then it darkens, it becomes dark. فالجواب من ثلاثة أوجه from three perspectives أحدها the first one أن منفعتهم في الدنيا بدعوى الإيمان شبيه بالنور the benefit that they get in this world the hypocrite it is like the light so the benefit is like the light which they kindle when they kindle fire they get وعذابهم في الآخرة شبيه بالظلمة بعده And the punishment that they will get in the hereafter is similar, is the example of the darkness that comes after the light. So they believed, that is, when they believed, they have some benefits. They are regarded as Muslims. They are not given the judgment of non-Muslims in this world. So that is like the benefit of the illumination of the light which they got by saying that we believe then ذهب الله بنورهم وتركهم في ظلمات Allah taking away their light and leaving them in darkness that is in the hereafter their situation in the hereafter is like the situation of the darkness the second perspective أن استخفاء كفرهم كالنور That is, they are hiding their disbelief is like a light. وَفَبِيحَتُهُمْ كَالظُّلُمَةً And their exposure, when they are exposed, that is like the darkness. وَالثَّالِثُ أَنَّ ذَلِكَ فِي مَنْ آمَنَ مِنْهُمْ ثُمَّ كَفَرَ that this is the case of the one who believed, then he disbelieved. فَإِمَانُهُ نُورٌ. His iman is the light. وَكُفْرُهُ بَعْدَهُ ظُلُمَةٌ ظُلُمَةٌ. And his disbelief after his iman is the darkness. وَيُرَجِّحُ هَذَا قَوْلُهُ ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ آمَنُوا ثُمَّ كَفَرُوا. So what will send you this perspective is what Allah says in Surah Al-Munafiqun. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ آمَنُوا ثُمَّ كَفَرُوا. They believed, then they disbelieved. فَإِنْ قِيلَ. When if it is said, لِمَ قَالَ ذَهَبَ اللَّهُ بِنُورِهِمْ. Why is it said that Allah will take away, Allah took away their light? وَلَمْ يَقُلْ أَذْهَبَ اللَّهُ نُورَهُمْ. Allah did not say, Allah made their light go away. مُشَاكَلَةً لِقَوْلِهِ فَلَمَّا أَضَاءَتْ. Just like he said, فَلَمَّا أَضَاءَتْ, when it illuminated. فَالْجَوَابْ أَنَّ إِذْهَابَ نُورِ, إِذْهَابَ النُّورِ أَبْلَغُ لِأَنَّهُ إِذْهَابٌ لِلْقَلِيلِ وَالْكَثِيرِ بخلاف الضوء فإنه ينطلق فإنه يطلق على الكثير. When you say their light is turned away, this is deeper in meaning, because it shows that what is small and what is big has all been taken away. But when this is contrary to the situation of light, because light only comes when you are making reference to what is much. You can't say small. You can say small light with regards to the nature of the source of the light. But the light itself, you can't describe it with abundance or lack of abundance. Summun bukmun umyun. يحتمل أن يراد به المنافقون. This could mean the disbeliever, the hypocrite. والمستوقد المشبه بهم. And what is lightened is what they are given humility with. وهذه الأوصاف مجاز. These are figures of speech. عبارة عن عدم انتفاعهم. This is explaining their lack of getting any benefit with their بسمعهم, with their hearing, وأبصارهم, and their sight, وكلامهم, and their speech. وليس المراد فقد الحواس. This is the meaning. It's not that they lost their faculties. It's not that they lost the faculty of hearing, seeing, and speech, but they are not benefiting. They do not benefit from their hearing, their sight, and their speech. This is the meaning of summum bukmun. So this is a kind of metaphor, because in reality, you could say that in reality they have not lost the limb, but they have lost the benefit of the limb, the true benefit of the limb.
Just like the previous example.
You see, there is one thing they say, majaz, metaphor, you can always dispel it. But can you say, I mean, for instance, when they say Ja' al-Asad, the lion has come. And you don't mean the lion, you mean the brave person. I can say, no, the lion had not come. There is no lion that has come. You can dispel it. Isn't it?
Yes.
Now those who argue that there is no metaphor in the Quran, they use this judgment to say that, how can you dispel something that is in the Quran? Allah has said, summun. If it is majaz, you say, they are not deaf. Can you say they are not deaf while Allah has said summun? They are deaf. Can you say they are not? Umyun, they are blind. Can you say that they are not blind because it's majaz? Because what is happening is that they are not physically blind, but they are spiritually blind. Yes, blind from the, it's the heart. They are spiritually blind. Naam? إنها لا تعمل أبصار ولكن تعمل قلوب التي في الصدور. So actually, it may not be really metaphorical, but it is in reality. They are deaf. They are deaf because they can hear everything normal hearing, but they don't hear to reflect. They are hearing apparently, but in reality they are not hearing. They are seeing apparently, but in reality they are not seeing, because their hearts are not seeing. their hearts are not hearing. And their tongues, their heart is not expressing the truth. Anyway, this is a lot of the issue of majaz or not majaz. You see, it is an aspect of Arabic language. It is there, but the evil of majaz is making use of it to negate and deny the attributes of Allah. To say that these attributes of Allah, they are not literal, they are metaphorical. So when Allah says istawa, no, Allah did not actually establish himself above the throne, but it is a metaphor. Now that is dangerous, because you don't know the reality of the attributes of Allah. And if you make use of majaz, you have already created a semblance for Allah, a likeness for Allah, which you are negating by saying that the reality or the literal meaning is not meant. How do you know that this is the actual meaning? Because you don't know the actual description, the actual attribute of Allah, the real attribute of Allah, in terms of how it is, how did Allah establish himself on the throne? Or the nuzul, how does Allah come down to the sama'ud dunya, the near heaven? You can't conceptualize it. So the moment you start saying that it is majaz, it's not the reality, you already conceptualized it. That's why you are saying that it's not the literal, but it's the majaz. So some people, some scholars, for fear, in order to close this door, they said that there is no majaz completely in the Quran. It could be there in Arabic, but there is, it's not in the Quran.
Can you say in a manner that befits him?
Yeah, of course, that is the meaning. I don't know the, I mean, not...
To an example like this, because in an actual sense, the summun, bukmun, physically when you see them, they are not deaf, they are not, their limbs are working, and everything. So what is their response to
this? So you don't say that they are not deaf, they are not dumb, they are not blind, because Allah has said it. But you say that the meaning of the deafness and dumbness and blindness is not the apparent one. It means that it is describing the state of their heart. Exactly. It describes it that it is.
In Baqarah, it's some sort of majaz that was
used. No, it's not majaz. But they are not using it in the right way. So in reality, they are, yes, when they don't use it in the right way, to say to them that they don't have, that is majaz. Because they are not making use of it. لَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ بِهَا لَا يَعْقِلُونَ بِهَا They have hearts, but they do not reflect with them. وَلَهُمْ أَعْيُنٌ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ بِهَا They have sight, but they do not see with it. وَلَهُمْ آذَانٌ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ بِهَا And they have ears, but they don't hear with the ears.
Sure. Even in English, it is very common to hear that someone is blind to the fact. He is not physically blind, but he doesn't accept the fact.
Blind to the fact, but that one, it has been specific, blind to the fact. But here it says they are blind. They are blind, general. So there has to be interpretation. There has to be interpretation, which is why some people, they say that whatever interpretation you give, it leads to al-majaz. فَهُمْ لَا يَرْجِعُونَ We'll have to mention this verse because it will complete the verse. إن أريد به المنافقون if it is the hypocrites that are made معناه لا يرجعون إلى الهدى the meaning is that they will not come back to the guidance وإن أريد به أصحاب النار but if it is describing the situation the condition of the people of hellfire فمعناه أنهم متحيرون it means that they are in bewilderment they are in confusion في الظلمة in darkness لا يرجعون ولا يحتدون إلى الطريق. They are unable to go back and they are unable to get guided, to be guided to the way, to the right way. So this is the meaning. Tomorrow we'll start with the thing after Sayyidin, inshallah. Okay, yeah, day after tomorrow, Monday, inshallah. سبحانك الله وبحمدك. أنا عبد الله. So it's not the shayateen that have taken away. It is the same people who lost it. Sharawud dalalati bil huda by purchasing misguidance in exchange for guidance. So they sold their hearing, they sold their eyesight, they sold their sense of speech.
Doesn't mean
they're shouting? Yes, they sold it to be shouting. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. آمين.